We're live.
What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G here with a fucking packed house to start the show. And we're going to be adding Price Wallace to do some PGA stuff shortly. We first introduced the best producer in the world, Evan Hand. What up, E?
Hello, hello. How are we?
How are we, too? We're doing good. You got a little puppy you were flossing in the fucking pre-show there.
All right, I did get a dog. He was just chewing on a hammer a moment ago, but hopefully he sleeps when we're on this.
Okay. Well, that's a good segue over to the man who crashed the show just to light Bill Rupp on fire. Heard Bill Rupp talking shit on him yesterday. Bill said he was scared to come on. Nyko said, I don't only want to come on. I'm starting the show out the gate so that Bill Rupp could say nothing in return. The reason it's a beautiful segue is he has the worst dog in America. So as Evan hopes that his dog gets better, Ghost, tell him how that works.
Oh, good luck, Evan. Good luck. If you wanted one, you should have let me know. I could have given you mine.
Yeah, seriously. That would have been the best move for both of you.
But it's nice to make my triumphant return to the start of the show.
Yes, we're very unexcited to have you.
Me as well.
Bill Rupp, are you excited to have Night Ghost here so you could beat on his face?
Yes, I am very excited.
Did you think he was going to show or did you think he was going to hide?
I thought you were going to hide.
Yeah, shocked. All right, so I guess we're going to talk a little about hockey games being fixed, Bill.
I mean, the other day was, so why not tonight?
All right, we'll get into that shortly. Don't open your mouth yet, Night Ghost. So we'll get into that shortly. You might want to leave the quad box on for this one, E, just to see the reactions from everyone as Bill and Night Ghost go at it. But so let's start off, before we get into the hockey debate, let's start off with a couple plays that I personally have out for the subscribers. I have Houston minus 140, and I have the White Sox, which is now about plus 115. So you can get in on those. Houston minus 140, White Sox plus 115. Both of those teams, the opposing team has a runner on first with no out. So if you want to wait till the end of the half of the inning and see if a run gets scored, get a better line, that may be the best move. So right now it's plus 10 or minus 130 and plus 102. You might want to hang a little bit. You're not going to get that much worse of a line and see. I will say, Bill, remember I told you yesterday, we were on the phone. I didn't bet it yesterday. I did tell you yesterday, I feel like Houston's going to come out and just skull fuck the Mets for a couple straight games. Remember?
You did.
Yeah, I got a weird feeling that this Houston team looks at this next 9-game stretch as like they're going to bring the cheating back. They're going to do everything they could physically do.
They lost the fucking Mets. New York.
They play the Mets twice, Yankees three times, Mets twice again, Yankees twice again, and then the Mets, I think. Something crazy like that.
So, no, they can't play the Mets three times.
They play them a lot. Or maybe they play the Yankees three times.
Yeah, it can't be the Mets.
They just start – they're bouncing back and forth like Houston's right next to fucking – like Houston's right next to New York. Let me just get it right here. So here's the schedule. How weird is this, Ghost? So they got it's so weird.
I mean,
it's
if
so
they're strange. On the road, it makes sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make sense because it goes New York to Houston. So they're in New York right now. I'm sorry. They're at home right now for two versus the Mets. Then they fly from Houston all the way up to New York to play three against the Yankees. Then they play two against the Mets. Then they fly back down to Houston to play a doubleheader versus the Yankees. Very strange.
I mean, that doesn't sound as bad as you made it seem.
They're playing. Their schedule is Mets, Mets, Yankees, 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 Mets, Mets, Yankees. That's weird.
Yeah, they're banging it out.
Right, but why not put the fucking Yankee game in Houston around the Met while they're in Houston playing the Mets? It just seems weird. I don't know. I don't like it.
Are they playing all of the games? Does anyone know? Like, did they add those extra games that they missed in?
I don't know. One of them may be a doubleheader, maybe.
Because it's weird that the Yankees are playing that doubleheader and then they play Houston one game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Houston was one of the series that they missed to start the season. That's why I was happy. I'm like, oh,
I don't understand what you're saying doesn't make sense. They have two games at home. They fly up to New York. They play the Yankees for three. They play the Yankees for four. Then they play the Mets for two, and then they fly back home. So they're playing six games against New York teams in New York in a row.
Right. But they go two in Houston, six in New York, and then one with New York back to Houston. Wouldn't it make more sense to go Mets in Houston, Yankees in Houston, and then just fly to New York and stay there?
No, I guess it looks like they're going back home for a homestand against the Angels, the Royals.
Do you think it's weird that their next four series are Mets, Yankees, Mets, Yankees?
No, not at all. I think they're banging out the East Coast teams back to back. They're going to be
on the road. That's why we don't have you starting the show.
Yeah, I'm kind of agreeing with Ghost on this one.
That's why you're not going to start the show anymore either.
Exactly.
Evan, it's just going to be me and you going forward.
I mean,
and the dog. Put the dog in. The dog's the same as Bill.
You made a dumb take. Doesn't mean.
Yeah. All right, just, we'll put the dog in next show. It'll basically be Bill just bark and say nonsensical things. And you just look at it and go, oh, that's interesting. And then keep it moving. Get big paws like Bill. Bill's got some paws.
Whoa.
How'd your Dinger Tuesday go, Tommy?
My Dinger Tuesday was not a complete fail. That's a great segue to you. Great segue to your Dinger Tuesday.
My New Year's wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. I got three or four home runs out of it, so made about 60-75% of it back. But Buxton went 0-100. But Bill, your Dinger Tuesday, you had Pete Alonso. I think was the only home run in the fucking game, wasn't it?
No, I think they had more home runs than that.
Did they have more home runs? All right.
So,
well, don't forget also what you realized about Dinger Tuesdays yesterday. Late last night.
Yeah, dude. Bill, do you know this? Someone in the chat was reading the rule. Who was it, Ghost? Do you remember?
I don't remember who.
I don't remember who it was. But someone in the chat was reading the rules. Supposedly, you could do a Dinger Tuesday on every game, Bill. You're only allowed one per game, not per day. So the way the rules read, that on Dinger Tuesday, you could do a $250 bet to hit a home run on all 15 games and get 250 back at 500.
Well, I mean, it's really not that great of a fucking, you know, of an offer. I mean, there's got to be five home runs in the game for you to get your money back.
Right. But if you target the right games, I mean, the games we targeted yesterday, Minnesota had three or four. You said the Mets game had a few and you got the dinger on that one. The other game we were looking at, the Cincinnati game, had a few. Like, if you're targeting the right games in the summer with 95 degree heat and the right matchups, just knowing you could do five of those, it's pretty much you're going to walk out with two or three home runs at worst. So you're pretty much doubling your odds.
Well, I had five home runs in my game.
Okay, so you hit the thing and would have got all the money.
The Mets had two and Houston had three.
Right, the other games we were targeting, my game had three, I believe. The other game we're looking at was Cincinnati and the Dodgers. I don't know if there was home runs there. Let's see, one for Almora, one for India, one for Smith. So you got three home runs out of that game. What was the other one? There was another one we were targeting.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. whatever it was, you know, but you're basically going to get three, you know, and if you get five, you get your money back. But even with three home runs, if you're betting 250 on a plus 400 and you're getting 150 back, you really have a $1,000 potential win for a $100 risk. So you turn that 4-1 into a 10-1. So you're jacking your odds up either way if you pick the right games.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it every game. Like, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, but especially you have the option to do more than one.
Right, I wouldn't do the Mariners A's game, but I mean,
there was something I loved, like, you know, but yeah.
But they could do, what I'm saying is the subscribers, the people watching, could do all of ours. So they could do mine, they could do yours, they could do Abers, they could do Ghost, they could do four or five of them if they
want. Oh, yeah. Did you see that Minnesota game yesterday when Buxton was on deck and they pitched to what's his name?
Arias.
Yeah. What would you have done there? Would you have pitched to Arias? Because Arias ended up hitting the home run. So
yeah, I mean, listen, I get it. Either way, if it wasn't Buxton on deck, there's no way I pitched to Arias. But, I mean, listen,
you got
Arias,
a guy leading the league, right, in, like, bait and average?
He's something. Not leading the league in average. He's 30 points ahead of the next closest person.
I mean,
yeah, he's batting 362 with 60 games played. So I get it. But at the same token, Byron Buxton's got, what, 19 homers or something? How many homers does Buxton have?
What would you have done, Ghost?
I didn't watch the game. I didn't see the at-bat that you were talking about to really comment on it.
Well, would you pitch to the leading average getter in Major League Baseball or pitch to Buxton?
Depends on the situation. I didn't see it. Obviously, you want to not target the best hitting guy in front of him, but you know, I don't know what the matchups were leading up to it. We saw what who got walked yesterday last week with two strikes? Turner for
oh my god, that was the craziest thing. La Russa, he's an idiot.
Yeah, for Muncy to come in and hit a home run. I mean, yeah, who knows anymore?
is an idiot. But just to put it in perspective, Buxton has 19 home runs in 51 games, Bill. If he played 150 games,
I would never want to pick.
Got 10 games Buxton. Off. You're looking at a 60 home run season for Byron Buxton. He's on pace for right now.
I'd rather pitch to an average guy than all.
Yeah, that's why I don't hate it because, yeah, maybe you give up the single to Arias, but they were up. The home run was the thing that was going to kill him. So I actually would have done the same.
It was 3-2 Cleveland. They had two on.
Okay. So, yeah, I would have still pitched to Arias. I would have given up.
Two on with an open base.
Yeah, I would have still pitched to him.
Yeah, I'm not loading the bases for Buxton.
Yeah, just because.
And then Arias ended up hitting the three-run homer to take the lead 5-3.
I mean, mathematically, you just think about it, that Arias is batting 362. You know, that means he's going to not get on base or not get a hit 63% of the time. And if you look at his OBP, it's probably 44%. So.
And then the craziest thing is Buxton struck out next to bat.
Oh, yeah, of course. Buxton struck out every bat. Fucking garbage person yesterday. Now he'll homer twice today because I needed him yesterday. That's for sure. I actually didn't have a good day yesterday, honestly. I started off bad with Notre Dame into college. They fucked me. And then the Yankees fucked me. Aaron Boone, Higashioka, and an amazing play from Tampa. I don't know how the fuck that all happened. But, Bill, you might have been sleeping. I don't know if you caught it. Threw in a late night get right last night, pulled in 17 units on a fucking St. Louis, San Diego, San Fran, Seattle. A lot of S's. Late night get right. So got my night back to, like, you know, I think a slight loss or even coming off a big day the day before.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
Yeah, I needed that.
I was
going
to jump on, but I didn't like one of the games. I don't think I liked the Giants. Did you have the Giants?
Giants were only up one and they were in a bad spot and they ended up.
Yeah, I didn't like that one, so I didn't bet it.
Yeah, but St. Louis, San Fran, Seattle, and San Diego. So, listen, I was happy to get out of yesterday alive. Things were not going right with the Yankees. Colorado blew a lead late. Fucking Notre Dame to start the day with the error on air.
I can never play the Yankees
against Tampa. What's
up? I can't play the Yankees in those situations. I
think they're 9-1 against them this year or something. Like, they're destroying them right now.
I can't either.
I'm always
waiting for that Yankee loss. This
Tampa team's not the same, dude. This Tampa's offense sucks.
Well, we argued the AL East before the season, but every time I play the Yankees, I get burned. Every single time.
Yeah.
Do you know how the playoffs are? I was watching MLB TV this morning, and they were going over the playoffs. So the best two teams in each league get byes, right? So right now it would be the Yankees and Houston would get a bye in the first round. Then 4 plays 5, 3 plays 6 for best of 3 series. But the whole series is at the better record's home, so they never move. So, say Cleveland plays Boston, all 3 games are in Cleveland. I didn't know that. Big advantage.
Huge.
Going to that wild card. To have 3
I like it. That's what they did. That's what they did in the College World Series.
I just don't agree that any playoff series is only best of 5 or best of 3, whatever it is.
Yeah, best of 3.
Anything less than 7, I don't
agree with it either, especially when you play 162 fucking games. Like, cut the season short, fucking 30 games, and extend the playoffs.
Well, Al Leiter was saying on the show this morning he didn't even want the extension. He said, when I first came up, my first playoffs, he's like, there was 2 teams.
Yeah.
You know? He goes, 2 teams made the playoffs, and that was it. You know,
there's a lot of misleading stats about the history of teams when you look at the history of the Yankees, the history of the Boston Celtics, especially. Like, the Celtics, when Bill Russell won all his championships, there was 8 teams. You know, like, and no one kind of when Al Leiter and these guys are talking about back in the day, you used to see these runs of teams. That's why what the Yankees did in the late 90s was so impressive, because you haven't seen it since. You're right in the World Series, basically. Like, you win the pennant, go. You go play the other league. You're in the World Series. You don't have to go through a gauntlet. So. Much different time back then.
Well, that's one of the big things with hockey is the playoff series streaks. The Islanders still lead 19 playoff series in a row. Tampa's on their way trying to catch that now.
Yeah. So, speaking of Tampa, let's get to hockey here. Unless, Evan, do you have any other headlines?
We do have one slight one. That's Roger Goodell is just completely blatantly lying about banning Portnoy from NFL games.
I enjoyed that clip this morning.
I saw some people talking about it. I didn't see it. What happened?
So basically, I think they're on trial or like at court, not on trial for the whole like Washington Redskins thing. And then whoever it was, a congressman or whatever, was like, do you support the First Amendment or all that stuff? And he goes, Roger's like, yeah, of course. And he's like, so why is Dave Portnoy banned from NFL? And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you doing? So now Portnoy is after his head on Twitter right now.
Didn't Portnoy sneak into the Super Bowl or something?
Well, yeah, well, Portnoy's banned from the NFL? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he's banned from going to any NFL game.
I thought it was just the Patriots thing.
They dragged him out.
No, I remember that. Yeah, that was great by him. Great.
Well, he won that bid to sit with Goodell, they canceled it on him.
Yeah, and then Goodell canceled it.
The congressman that brought it up, I've seen him before. He's popular. I can't remember his name. Or
is it Matt Gaetz or someone? Who is it? It's got to be one of the Republicans.
You'll know when you see it. But
all right. I'm going to go hunt for it here for a second.
I thought it was a dubbed video. I thought it was fake at first.
Here, I can play it.
I'm going to I'll let you guys start your hockey debate while
I
look
this
up.
Commissioner.
That's fucking Jordan.
Yes, Congressman.
Yeah.
Why do you ban Dave Portnoy from NFL games?
It had to be either Jordan or Gaetz who brought it up.
Pardon me, I couldn't hear your question.
Why do you ban Dave Portnoy from NFL games?
I'm going back to them. I'm going to stick to their – I do like them to win. I haven't decided if I'm playing the money line, but I'm going right back to that 2.5 team total. I'm going to play it up to 4, 4.5 like we did last game. Yeah, home ice is huge. And, you know, Tommy was saying it before, and I said it in the first series with Carolina and Boston. You know, a 2-0 series lead is nothing when the team hasn't played at home yet.
Ghost. Astros 3-0.
Oh yeah, Homer's here. Yes, he does. Ding 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 ding. Oh, dude, they're gonna whip the Mets this series. I just had a weird feeling about the Yankees. Better watch out, too. Like I think this is their fucking like get right 2 weeks. Go on, guys.
The Whores seem to love hockey. Every time I start talking hockey, they start flooding the chat.
The Whores love it. They love it.
And bring it in. But no, Bill, we've seen many 2-0 series.
A lot of Russian whores. That's why. Ghost. Most whores are Russian, so they like the Russian hockey player.
We saw a few 2-0 series leads get blown the next two games where they went home. The Lightning did it last round against the Rangers. Boston did it against Carolina. I think we see it here with Tampa against Colorado. Vasilevsky is the different animal at home. I said it last game, and that's why I haven't been willing to just jump against him. And points out again tonight. Kucherov's in, so that's good. I think the scoring's going to be up again, and I see Colorado being held to another 2 goals or less.
Another little stat here for you. Who else is really good at home? Bill, we know about Stamkos, right? Fucking goes wild in a lot of these games. I think he's had 10 goals in the playoffs already. 8 of them, maybe 9 now after last game, have come at home. So a lot of guys in the Lightning have weird home road splits where they just dominate at home.
The big thing about that is when you're home, you have last change on the faceoff. So you get to match up what guys you want against what lines on the other team. When they were in Colorado, Bednar did a great job of shutting down top line. Tampa Bay did it to the Rangers. Every game in Tampa Bay, Kreider and Zibanejad were getting shut down. Now it's flipped. First line has the matchup that they want, and we saw what they did last game. I expect the same tonight.
I love that analysis there. I bet a lot of people didn't know that.
Well, I know.
Acho and I talked about it a lot with the line matchups that Gallant put out last round, and that's a major reason why I think the Rangers lost.
4-0.
Jordan just hit one fucking yet. Yet.
Doesn't boast well for my doesn't boast well for my Carlos Carrasco strikeout total today.
No, definitely not good.
No.
He's got none, and he's got no outs. So
yeah, he's probably not going to make it out of this inning.
Don't know if you're going to get that number. What number do you need?
I need 5.
Okay. You probably won't get 5 outs.
Probably not. It's not looking good.
Yeah, no. It's looking like my Notre Dame bet yesterday on the show. So
not looking good.
Yeah. But luckily, I got bets all over the place in the Astros. So good. They'll break out even on that. I love the Lightning today, Ghost. I absolutely fucking love them. I love them. I mean, I told yesterday, Bill.
We'll see when the game starts.
Bill, let us know 5 minutes in if the game starts.
Colorado scores and they take another goal away, or then they call a power play, and, you know.
There's such a level of being able to talk hockey, like, intelligently.
Like with me, with an intellect like myself.
And then you have Bill, who went.
Yeah, like Evan's dog.
Right. The fact that you think that goal was a rigged goal.
Ghost.
I got a stupid 50, person.
Bill. I have a 55-inch television and a magnifying glass.
Bill.
I saw the puck on the line.
Why do you have that magnifying glass so handy?
That guy in the fucking stick booth.
He's the shuffleboard king.
Took him 15 minutes.
Here's the argument.
He's got 15.
Here's the argument. That play.
Going like this.
That play. Right. You know what they're trying to do?
Blue Man had no idea.
Bill, I think it's you because he looks like a bald guy from behind wearing a hat. I think it's you in that booth.
I mean, listen.
I've never actually sat and watched a hockey game next to you this year, so I don't know that you don't drive to Secaucus.
If I had 10 5-inch televisions, that would be me.
Aren't they in Secaucus for that, Ghost?
So, Bill, you think the game's rigged?
It was a little fishy. And listen, listen.
Oh, now
Listen, hold on.
Now it's only a little fishy.
Right when they took that goal away, right, I said, everybody fucking 100% throw your money on Tampa.
And then when Colorado scored, hold on.
Then they called a penalty back on the other side. And I said, all right, you can buy some back if you want because –
And then Colorado scored, and you were back on Colorado.
Hold on, it might not be fixed. Then they called a re-penalty, and I knew it was over.
You moved six times in the first five minutes.
You got to see how the game.
And then my favorite part of it goes is then at the end of it when I'm taunting him about the Lightning just skull fucking them. He goes to me, he goes, you didn't even take a stand. I'm like, you just took five stands.
The best was game one. It was 3-0. This game's a blowout. This game's over. It's going to be 7-2, 8-2. The next thing you know, it's 3-3. And it's going to overtime.
They got lucky. They scored two goals.
You got lucky.
They won in overtime.
I put out the money line at 3-1 plus 750 right before they scored their first goal. If you were watching the game, you could see that game was going to flip and the score was going to be tied in the next.
Yeah, but that money line lost.
Well, I mean, not technically.
But when you get plus
you
750, Bill, and then the game is tied, that's when you buy back.
We should have known
that they wanted overtime game one to make it exciting.
See, the thing is that, you know how, like.
Listen, I'm 100% with you. If the game goes to script tonight, it should be Tampa Bay. I'm going to say.
Well, no, it's just the home team's winning. That's just what playoffs are now.
If it's fixed,
I don't think it's the home team's winning.
Bill, if the game is 5-2, it's fixed.
Yep. 5-2.
Okay. If it's not 5-2, then hockey's not fixed.
No, if it's not fixed,
if you think hockey is fixed,
no, Colorado's not better.
Do me the favor and don't bet on it. If you think it's fixed, just stay out of it.
Bill didn't even know they changed the get line choice.
Everyone asked me game one.
The home ice in hockey is tremendous, dude. Tremendous.
5-2.
I hope they went 5-2. That'd be great. Yo, that means I hit my over.
That should be the score tonight on a regular flow game.
It's not fixed. It's 4-3.
You're wrong. You are dead wrong.
Bill thinks he knows what score means it's fixed.
Guys,
you're not saying that. I was arguing with Bill, Ghost, literally for the last 5 years. I've been arguing with Bill that sports games are fixed, right? He's been going against me for 5 years, telling me they're not. Now he's come on my side, which, Bill, you said you're now on my side.
I told you. You changed.
But now
one
he's speaking like now he's an expert.
You know how I feel.
You changed my mind.
All right, but now you're getting crazy, dude. You're gonna make us look like QAnon. The conspiracy.
He's gonna make us look like that.
Yeah, he's gonna make us look like QAnon. The QAnons of gambling. I already got one QAnon tag.
Do not listen to him.
4-3, like when they hold up the 3.
Bill, you want to make a bet on it?
You can't make a bet on 4-3.
Anybody who listens to the show back, anybody in chat listening, do not listen to a word that Bill is saying.
He knows nothing about this.
Lightning should win this game tonight at a similar score as last game.
When the Lightning win tonight and the series goes to 2-2 after you screaming into a phone for a week and a half about 4-0, 4-1.
When this happens tonight, I'm going to go like this. I'm going to send
You need an excuse for when you're wrong.
Lord King, motherfucker.
Bam! 5-2.
I'm not going to be playing a side tonight because if the Lightning win tonight, we cash our series bet. That's a huge play. So there's no need for me to play the Lightning side. We have as many units as we put on.
I think Carrasco got 2 or 3 Ks.
Holy shit.
Oh, we're not. Yesterday, Bill, you're not dead yet. You can, you got it. Dude, I think he got three Ks. I think he got three Ks.
He's got two.
Are you sure? Didn't he just strike the last guy out?
He's got two.
Huh. That's through the third. Okay. Hey, two Ks. There you go, Bill Rupp.
I have two Ks in the first inning.
This is great. You got two Ks in fucking 26 pitches. I got 4-0 lead over your shitty Mets. This is fucking awesome. Night Ghost, carry on.
Lightning 2.5 team total tonight. Playing it up to 4. This game should end the same way it did last game. Lightning should run them out. High scoring game from the Lightning side. Worry about Colorado tonight. 2 or less. 3 if they're lucky. Just don't see it. Not going to happen. Not with Vasilevsky at home. Not with him rebounding. Told you guys
game one. Not with him. He's recovered now. He's fucking back.
Told you guys game one. Colorado was going to win that game. They had the rest. Lightning had the longest series.
I mean, listen, you know, long rest goes one of two ways, right? You can't predict it until you see it happen.
Oh,
long
don't
rest,
even not, talk about the rest.
The long rest.
Hold on, let me tell you. Let me tell you.
All over the
let
rest.
Me tell you. Long
Colorado's
rest. Colorado's
going to come out slow.
Kurt,
because
no, Kurt, I'm saying Kurt
because
you're doing what Kurt does. Bill.
What do you mean?
I'm
not going to let you get away with it.
Bill, then you got to let me finish my sentence.
The long rest.
I just started. You shut up too, Meeper. I just said. Long rest goes one of two ways. I thought it was going to lead to rust to Colorado, but obviously it led to rest for Colorado, and they came out like bats out of hell for the first two games. And then you get Tampa, who coming off a long series, went into high altitude, had to play two games against the team that's flying all around. I was wrong. Hold on.
Why are you always allowed to be wrong?
I just said I was wrong. You don't
yeah,
let
but
me
why do you always just Bill. Get to say, oh, I'm wrong, and then nobody gets to say anything? Because
you
about
never
it.
Say you're
but
wrong.
When I'm wrong, you're like, oh my God.
When are you wrong? What were you wrong on? What? Name something you've admitted you're wrong on in your fucking life.
Admit the game wasn't fixed, Bill.
No.
Admit the Tampa Bay just beat them last game.
They did. They beat them.
Right. So you were wrong, fixed. Right? It wasn't fixed.
No, but it was fixed. No.
I mean, Jesus Christ. This is the guy who's fucking yelling at me. At least I admit I'm wrong. It's a good quality.
Yeah, you admit you're wrong, and then you expect everybody just like, oh, okay, Tommy, since you admitted it, we're not going to say anything.
No, that's what I said. They obviously came out, and they were well-rested, and they smoked them. But I also stayed on the Lightning last game, stood true to my pre-series thing. The only thing I said about this series before when Stay Cash and started was what? Bet the over every game. That's what I said. We have
I
the clip,
like.
Evan.
I
you
think
can pull
that's
it for
bet.
Friday. Bet the over every game, and every game the over smashed.
Listen, in both of my game predictions tonight, it goes over. So
right, I don't think. And in your simulation that you're running,
yeah.
You
run 1,000 simulations.
It's faction simulation.
Faction simulation.
I told everyone in chat, game one was going to be the Avs. The when you have a team with the speed that the Avs do. The rest favors them. They come out firing. It's not going to help the Lightning the same way. Like I said, no side tonight for me. Lightning team total 2.5 up to 4. This game should hit. They should hit. Be able to hit 5. This game should be. The series should be 2-2. My prediction. I don't have one right now. I'm rooting for the Lightning. Rooting for the Lightning. So if you want to tell me on who I'm rooting for, it's going to be Tampa Bay.
Well, I also like Ghost to have a series bet on the Lightning, +1.5 games. He had 6 or 7 games for the series. I have +1.5 games. So I do need this anyway for my max bet. Ghost isn't going to bet it because he has that series bet. I echo Ghost's statement. On the other side, I'm slamming the Lightning today, even with the series bet. Fuck it. We are tripling down on the Bolts.
So you believe that the fix is in?
That was my Lightning bolt, Evan.
Coming soon, Bill falls down another flight of stairs.
Bolts, all in. Throw it on the board, Evan. -110. Give it to me. That's what I get here tonight, Bill. Every time a goal scores. I like Stamkos tonight, too, Ghost. After reading those stats about the splits, I like some shots and shots and assists and goals.
That top line is going to produce tonight. Feel free to parlay some 2 points, 3 points for Kucherov and Stamkos. We did it a few times last round.
I'm a little worried about Kuch, Ghosty Buns. I wouldn't.
Because for Stamkos to produce, Kucherov has to be involved. So
I mean, speaking over me when I'm about to tell you why it doesn't help because Kucherov is hurt.
Well, to be honest, your analysis on why Kuch doesn't help really.
Well, I mean, I'm the best.
What I want to hear.
So. Sometimes you just got to let the goat talk. You know, like you're right, so on the show with the best ever.
You could let me finish if you want the goat to talk.
Well, I mean, I was in mid.
Then I could segue into you.
Okay, I was in mid-sentence, but you can go.
Go ahead.
because the goat is a loving and fair God. Carry on.
No, the goat wants to pass it on to you.
I mean, okay, then I'll take it. What I was going to say, Ghost, was the reason I wouldn't add Kucherov is because I think he's hurt, similar to Braden Point, who everyone was all over game one. Braden Point's back, Braden Point's back. And he literally had to crawl off the ice. He was so injured. Kucherov looked bad. Like, it's definitely some sort of strain or pull. I'm sure he's fine to play. I would be a little bit cautious about the amount of time on ice he gets. If he tweaks something, it didn't look good last game.
Well, just to follow up on what I said, guys, like I said, if you want to just fool around, throw some 2-point, 3-point parlays in, you're keeping it light. You're not hammering those plays. They're plus money plays. Throw a few dollars on it. If you want to.
A few dollars, a little pizza money.
Nothing too crazy. Just keep it simple.
Yeah. Ghosty buns. Two slices of pizza last them 2 days. Throw a $2.
And we'll see back here on Friday how Bill is wrong about everything he says.
Oh, it's going to be fix from fucking Ruppets, Muppets. Right.
Guys, just make sure when he's in chat telling you what to do,
kill
just
him. Out. Kill him. Murder mode. Bill's been riding this Colorado Avalanche for the whole playoff. It's kill mode, chat. Tonight, we kill Bill. Kill Bill, volume 4. Let's go. Kill Bill tonight. He's wrong. Do not side with him. Lightning. Over. Smash.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to do? All third right. period under. How about that?
Yeah, honestly, that's the best bet in the fucking. If I have the over 1.5, that's the best bet you can make.
Fucked me the other day, man.
I mean, that third period under. We got to start hedging that. It's plus 200 heading in. I don't know why we don't hedge that over 1.5 goals. Keep your eye on it, guys. Over 1.5 goals is going to be like plus 400 again tonight. So let me throw that on the sheet here, too. Look at this guy coming. Look, the whole gang is here. The whole family's here. I feel like I'm in the Brady Bunch. Fucking this sex machine just slides in.
It's been a pleasure, guys. I'm going to bounce off. You guys carry on. See you Friday.
Later, Ghost.
Get out. We want Price. Get out of here. What up, Wallace?
What's going on,
William
guys?
Wallace.
How are y'all?
What's going on, buddy? What did you think of the beginning of the show? Any input? Any take on anything?
So I'm a lot like Bill.
It's a bad start. It's a bad start to your appearance, Price.
I mean, you know, but that's like the way I am when I know I might be wrong. I'm just going to fucking yell louder about it and try and get you off your game.
I tend to do that too, honestly. It is a very effective move. That's why I think people enjoy the me and Bill fights so much, because when we both snap into I'm just going to scream whether you're listening or not mode, no one backs down and it turns into some very amusing stuff. Bill, I think Ghost, we could just kind of like, you know, just a couple jabs and then. Meep, meep.
Well, most people don't like to actually be in confrontations. So, you know, most people eventually just back down.
Me and Bill aren't big fans of confrontation.
Yeah.
No. No, we don't like it at all. Bryce Wallace, tell me what's going on. Tell me what you think of Koepka. Tell me what's going on with the tournament this week, who we're betting on, how we're making money, and why you're so beautiful.
Well, we have the Travelers this week, which usually is a mediocre. There's a couple top-end guys, but I guess all the superstars are getting the memo. You need to play in every event right now to try and come back to live tour. So we have Scheffler, Rory, Xander. So they're all in here this week. JT withdrew this morning because he's – and automatically, you know, if we start firing up, he's going over to the live tour, but he just has a sore back. Mm-hmm. Then Koepka. So I've seen that he's withdrawn and also that he hasn't officially withdrawn. So he's not technically suspended until he hits a shot on the live tour.
Oh, is that what it is? So it doesn't matter if he signed a contract.
So, I mean, it'd be a big fuck you to him go out and play and take someone's spot who's going to be on the PGA tour.
Yeah.
Which I could definitely see him doing.
Uh-huh.
I think everybody saw him joining once they signed his brother.
I mean, I saw him joining the second they announced the live. I said it yesterday on the show, Bryce. He's literally the number one candidate to join live because he literally has said a million times, I only care about majors. And if he can go play and live and come back here and play the majors, like, he's the perfect fit for live.
And it's funny watching everyone on social media about, because, you know, at first it was, you know, it's just, you know, Phil Mickelson, no one cares about Phil. And, you know, it's just DJ, he's washed up. Taylor Gooch isn't good. Bryson isn't good. But, I mean, now they have three guys in the top 20 in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They literally
eight of the top 50, I think.
They all get to play in the Open now, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the best of both worlds. You can go and play, live, and get paid, and you could still play the major. So, I mean,
especially for fucking Koepka.
Like, yeah,
Bryce, I'm right with this, right? Like, all he cares about is the major.
100%. notorious for checking out in non-majors.
Quits in the middle of non-majors. He just walks off the fucking field or tanks the last second round.
Uses them as like practice.
He said that though.
Yeah. He's had some bad injury. Like his wrist, he had to have surgery on a few years ago. He almost didn't even make it back to the tour. He has a couple knee surgeries. I mean, the live for someone like him is perfect.
Yeah. And honestly, on top of that, he's perfect for live. Because they're looking for big personalities. They want controversy. They're going to want drama. They want stars. And, I mean, we just watched the Koepka DeChambeau thing and then the Koepka steroid accusation thing. I mean, Koepka's always on the fucking radar for something.
I mean, they haven't picked, like, elite golfers, but they picked marketable, known golfers who will drive people to look over there. So you have, like, the purists who bitch about it. But, I mean, I think you mentioned it. Scheffler doesn't sell. He's a great golfer, but he's fucking bland. And you need some personality in order to sell in anything. And that's what they're doing right now.
That's what I was telling. I mean, listen, you think Bill's here because he's smart or because he's, you know, not going to get the company shut down one day or probably get it kicked off YouTube for something? No, he's got personality. It's interesting. That's why it's literally Bill's whole life. So if anyone understands it, it should be Bill. No substance, all chaos. And there you go. Boom. You're a co-host on a big YouTube show.
The thing about Brooks that's funny, though, is that he had a quote from 2020 when people asked him about LIV Golf. Said, if somebody gave me $200 million tomorrow, it's not going to change my life. What am I going to get out of it? I already have enough money to retire now, but I don't want to. I just want to play golf.
Because he's a lying piece of shit.
So a lot of them are making comments like that, and it's almost like they're sending them a message saying, this is the starting point. You got to get above that, and then I'll be interested.
Get me to a quarter billion, we'll talk.
Maybe, I mean, nobody probably thought that this was ever going to come to fruition, like it was ever going to happen.
No, and they're fucking, if they get Hideki Matsuyama, they have Hideki, who is the biggest
Matsuyama's going too?
They're really trying to get him. Wow. Japan already said that they don't care. They back the Saudis anyways.
Yeah,
so he has the clearance there. You got Answer from Mexico. They're going to try and get Johnny Vegas and a couple other people from South America.
Then I mean, you got to get a guy with a name, Johnny Vegas. You know, Johnny Vegas, we've been batting him for a year. You got to take Johnny Vegas just so you say, hey, we got fucking DJ. We got Johnny Vegas. We got Brooks, you know.
I mean, they're doing a really good job of tackling all different corners of the world to get people from all over in and interested. And
well, because the PGA is a bunch of elitist idiots, Price. I mean, I'm so happy to see them fall. I know Bill will agree, and I'm sure you will too on some level, that I think Altuve just went, yeah, nope. I'm so happy to see them fall because they remind me of DraftKings, FanDuel, all these other fucking entities that were just first, right? And they were first, and then people were breaking rules. They were unfairly favoring certain people. If you want to talk about the DFS world with the fucking brothers, Papa and Chipotle and all this shit. And they basically got away from caring about the consumer and making it a fun playing field for everyone in DFS and started letting all these awesomos and these people buy 150 lineups times 10 accounts with robots. And they destroyed it. And you know what? No one's come in to wipe them out. But guess what? PGA's doing the same thing. They've been elitist. They've not made it for the fans. You can't even watch the first fucking half of the first round ever, even if it's a major. You can't find it on TV. They don't have fucking separate cameras where you can see each golfer. They didn't do anything. So good. Fuck them. This is what happens when you actually have to do business and you're going against business people. Because Price, these motherfuckers from LIV are businessmen. And they are going to wipe the fucking PGA out because they don't have businessmen. They just have rich country club old white guys.
Did you see the guy who won the PGA Millie Maker for the US Open? Was that
the kid from The Bachelor again?
Yeah, he was supposed to be banned from DraftKings.
I mean, and then he wins the Millie again.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Good. That's why I love seeing DraftKings fall. I love it. I'm up like fucking $200,000 on my DraftKings short.
You see when they took a shot at JJ Watt about his pass being intercepted, and he told him maybe you should intercept some profits.
Oh, that was fucking amazing. That was amazing. That was one of my favorite quotes, my favorite tweets ever. All right, back to you, Price. What do we like this week?
So we got a very, very short course this week. I believe it's the second shortest on tour, par 70. A lot of course history here. So you have a handful of guys who've done really well. But also, the guys who do well, they're occasionally miss the cut here. My favorite's Jordan Spieth. He's priced correctly, I feel like, as far as getting value on him. I mean, there's obviously like Scotty and Rory are 10 to 1, but You know, you get Spieth at 22-1. I think he's right there with him. He's won this course before. So I think he's going to be one of my favorites for betting and also for DFS. He's priced correctly on all the markets. And I feel like a lot of people won't go there just because you look at his last 4 years here, he hasn't done as well. But 5 years ago, he won. And he's in pretty good form coming into this year. Mm-hmm. And then my favorite first round leader is I thought he had it last week, was Aaron Wise. He's a 50-1 this week. It's not nearly a stronger field. He was 68-1 last week and barely missed it. So he's a guy who usually comes out firing on Thursdays. And with his talent, I mean, I see him being a first round leader and probably sneaking out a top 10, top 20 finish this week too.
Okay. What else are we looking at here? What are we looking at for some little more exotic stuff?
So my favorite top 20 bet is Alex Smalley. He's 6-1.
What about Stuart Smalley? Do you like him?
I don't like him.
Do you know Stuart Smalley, Bill? Oh, come on. Gosh darn it, people like me. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. Stuart Smalley, come on. Well, alive?
Don't know who it is.
Oh, my God, you fucking people. God.
I like the name change to Tommy Pucks.
Yeah, let's go.
I just saw that.
Let's go. Fucking hockey season, boy.
And Mito Pereira, top 10, is 5-1. So I feel like you're getting two good value odds of those guys right there. Smalley actually rates out pretty well for me this week, and Mito, he's just been a beast for the last, 2 months.
All right. I'm going to need people in the chat to confirm with me if you know who Stuart Smalley is, please. Just anyone in the chat, please tell me Bucket's in here or someone over the age of 40 who's not named Price or fucking Bill. Oh, my God. Bill, it was the most famous Michael Jordan fucking Saturday Night Live thing ever.
All right, I don't.
Michael Jordan in a mirror with Stuart Smalley.
I don't watch Saturday Night Live.
God damn it, you don't have to watch it. It's fucking part of culture. It's like knowing who Chris Farley is, even if you've never seen his movie.
I know who Chris Farley is.
I know, Stuart Smalley. God damn it, hate you. All right, back to your press.
And then for a full tourney, I like Spieth over Keegan Bradley this week.
Spieth over Keegs. All right, what are the odds on that?
-110.
-110, all right. Put that in right here. All right. And who are you avoiding in DraftKings this week?
So I was going to avoid Justin Thomas, and then he withdrew.
So he avoided you?
Yeah, he knew.
That wasn't very nice of him.
My next is going to be Brooks, and he fucking withdrew. I
mean, he's not there. So, all right, you're doing great. I mean, listen, you're basically don't play DFS this week, because if your biggest fades all disappear, you know you're fucked, because that would have been your angle, right? Fade Speed. Yeah. I mean, fade Brooks, fade fucking everyone. Now they're gone. So you lost your edge. So.
I think an interesting one will be a Tony Finau. He rates out amazing in every metric you need for this course, but he's missed the cut here like 4 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't play well last week, missed the cut, had an up and down season. I mean, for all the stats I put together, he ranks 3rd overall for me. So he's right there of you either go all in on him or completely fade him.
Okay. Don't hate that. All right. Anything else for us, Mr. Wallace, before we let you go, my friend?
Nope, that's going to be it for today.
All right. Lord Price Wallace, we appreciate you blessing us with your presence. We enjoyed your segment much more than that other guy who was here before you. And Godspeed, my friend.
Y'all take it easy.
All right.
See
you.
Bill.
Tommy.
Are you Googling Stuart Smalley?
No.
All right. I figured you were just doing something over there. I just had to get your attention.
I wasn't doing that.
All right. Well, you should be. You should be learning up on your culture. It looks like that's gone. Alejandro Kirk is the greatest player in all of baseball. Right, he's the best player in the history of baseball, I think. Me and Bill were talking this morning, Bill, about it. Bill, who is having the craziest season? I will let you say it since you said it to me.
Miguel Cabrera.
Miguel, tell the people, Bill.
300. Three home runs, 20-something RBIs.
Miguel Cabrera is batting 300
years old
in the year of our Lord, 2022. That is insanity.
I mean, you know what? Listen, bro. I mean, he's the heart of that team. You know, he's making millions.
They're getting their money's worth finally out of the back end of that contract.
Yeah.
First year of the last three that they're actually recouping a dollar.
Look at his last 3 years. Not fucking.
They're horrible.
They're not all. No, they're not horrible. Just take a look.
Hold on. Let me read you Alejandro Kirk, who Bill asked me this morning, who do you think the most surprising player of the year is? And Alejandro Kirk was my answer, who's now batting 312 and just homered again today. But Bill said Miguel Cabrera. And I said, you know what? Yeah, I guess. And then he goes, he's batting 300. And I went, what? No way. Let's see. Miguel Cabrera, 256, 250, 282, 299, 249. The problem I have here, Bill, 16 homers in 2017, right? So you're talking about a guy with 38 in 2016. Hit 16 in 2017, played 38 games in 18, hit 12 in 19, hit 10 in 20, hit 15 in 21, and has 3 in 22. So I will stand by my he's been garbage.
I mean, he's 39 years old, Tommy.
Right, but, you know.
He's not a home run hitter.
No, but bat 300, and I'm fine with it, right? Like, this year, if he hits 10 home runs and bats 300, that's fucking great. There's a role for that on every team. But you can't bat 249 and hit 12 home runs.
I mean, he's not, you know, 25 years old anymore. He can hit 30 home runs. He can't do that anymore.
I mean, yeah, but I was going all the way back to 2017.
Let's say 10 to 12. You know, that's really good for him. I don't even know if he's going to get to that this year.
Probably. I mean, yeah, I'm talking about 6 years ago when he was 33 in his power prime, he hit 16.
Yeah, but now he's not like that. He's
right. He's off the steroids.
One of the best hitters that we've ever seen.
Right. And he's off the steroids.
All right. But listen, batting 300.
Oh, yeah. Since he signed his contract. And
batting 300 at 39 years old.
Right. Yeah. Well,
listen, you got to give it to that guy. He doesn't even have to fucking. He could have got to the point where they cut him, you know, when that team was like, would they?
They were about to cut him like bulls.
55 wins or something, 60 wins, and they were about to get rid of him. And then they started to turn it around a little bit. And, you know, the team's having a little bit of fun. They're not good. They're not great. But they, mm-hmm. you know, they could put up runs. They got some good players.
Right.
They just don't have any pitching.
I mean, it was just interesting that Miggy was hitting 40 home runs a year, signed his contract in 2014. In 2015, he hit 18 home runs, the lowest of his career by half since his rookie year. Then realized, oh, shit, you know, people are going to realize I was on the juice. Popped the steroids for one more year, batted 316, 38 homers, 108 RBIs. And then everyone got off his back and went off the juice, got fat. And for the next 6 years, he sucked. So, what do you like today, baseball, Bill?
Well, I mean, he didn't suck. He wasn't the best player in baseball.
Seven hitter. Well, he wasn't the best player in his team. Should be the best player in your team.
He was the best player in baseball for a while.
Right, right. Until he turned 34, and then he wasn't anymore, ever again. Not even close. You're talking about 39, but this happened, started 6 years ago.
Okay.
So, anyway, enough about Miggy. Let's get to the place. We'll pick this up on Friday. So, what do you like today? What are you betting on?
I'm betting the Dodgers.
Mm. It never goes well when you do that.
Doesn't. I'm going to try it today.
All right. What's the reason? The you have to have a really strong lean if you're betting the Dodgers.
You give me the Dodgers at minus 150 against the Reds, I'm going to take it.
It's a trap. Got to be a trap, right?
Maybe falling for it, but I'm going to go with it today. The Dodgers have been scoring. They've been hitting. You know, even without bets, I said I never like betting a team without their best player. I'm going to go against my rules today, and I'm going to do the Dodgers. I'm going for it.
All right.
What about you?
All right. Listen, I mean, I like the line. You know, I think that game should be about 210, you know, in that spot. But it looks a little scary on the Dodgers front there for me. They're still on 10-day probation for me. So I'm not able to wager them with you, but I will root you on.
Thank you.
On that journey, I will root you.
Thank you.
And heavily. Let's go to a couple games I like here. We gave you to Houston. They're up 4-0, 4-1. Gave you to White Sox. They are down 2-0. Full disclosure, got to talk about the good and the bad. New York Yankees minus 145. It was 140 earlier. It's 145 now. I even see 150 in spots. So I do like the Yankees a lot today. I liked them yesterday. They should have won yesterday. Judge didn't play, which was a big negative, right? And then Nestor Cortez got pulled at 63 pitches. I mean, Aaron Boone, that's it. Give up three runs, four or five innings. Pulls him at 63 pitches. No fucking idea why. They've been using their bullpen way too much. And what happens? Reliever comes in, gives up a three-run homer. So now you're down fucking a million. And then Stanton hit a laser, got caught, turned into a double play somehow. And then Aaron Boone at it again. First of all, let's Hicks bat. That was great. Like, automatic strikeout. And then Higashioka, man on first, one out, just walked everyone. Higashioka, or man on first and second, first. Higashioka with 2-0 count, swings. What are these players doing? You need Aaron Judge up. Marwin Gonzalez comes up next after Higashioka makes out, and Marwin Gonzalez hits a home run. So I'm back on the Yankee train. I should have won that game yesterday, though. Win today. I'm also back on the Giants train. My Giants had a big win yesterday. I said, Bill, if you're going to give me a Giants.
Holy shit, they scored runs, too.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to give me a Giants plus 130 ever, I'm taking it, no matter who it is, because they're always live. Rodon on the mound today, Bill. After coming off a 12-run game yesterday in Atlanta, Rodon's on the mound, and you're getting plus 130. I know it's Morton, but you give me Carlos Rodon plus 130. I'm taking that every day. So I'm taking that there. And what else we like, Bill?
I'm looking at the Royals tonight. Plus 200.
I don't hate that.
You're going to give me the Royals at plus 200 going against the shitty Angels team.
I like it.
I don't really care. I don't care if Otani's pitching or whatever. Otani's giving up home runs. There should be runs in that game, but I don't care. I'm going with the Royals plus 200 on that game tonight.
I love it. Yeah, I'm actually going to add another one for the people too. We'll just feed the people, Bill, because we're not going to be here tomorrow. So let's just feed them. Let's just feed them winners. I'm going to add Seattle to that minus 130 on that sheet. There's two things that I like about these last two games me and Bill are talking about right here. I agree with Bill 100%. Bill Rupp, the man who brought you Cleveland Guardians plus 300 against the Dodgers last week, and they won. We say it all the time. No team should be minus 300 in this league. None. No one. The hot Yankees in the middle of their heater, maybe you can make that argument, but no one else should be minus 300 ever. And especially the Angels, who are not even a good team. They're not great. They're not good. So the Angels minus 250 is fucking.
They give Otani so much.
Who would bet that?
The books love Otani.
Who would bet that ever? Even if it wins, I don't want any part of that money. Who would lay 250 with the Anaheim Angels?
This is going to catch up to Otani. I don't give a fuck how good he is, bro. Playing every day, batting, running the bases, whatever, bro. He's hitting home runs.
The thing I told you about.
Your pitchers, bro, are just sitting there for 4 days, you know? Fucking going home, relaxing, sitting in the bullpen, throwing jokes. This guy's got a bat, run the bases, home runs. Come on, bro. He just fucking played a monster.
And probably get that fucking 6'7", 6'8" dick and those little tiny Asian girls' vaginas. Yeah. That can't be easy.
He does not. No. He's probably got a little Asian cock.
Nah, dude. He's like 7 feet tall. He's got to have a hammer.
It doesn't matter, bro. Asian.
He looks like he's got a hammer.
No. Never. Yeah.
I think he's doing okay. Now, keep in mind, hammer meaning like he probably has my dick on a 6'9" body, right? Like, no, so like good got, for normal.
Probably got like a little egg roll.
I gotta go look into his dick. I'm gonna go research his dick.
I mean, I really don't care about it, but I'm thinking
either way, it's tough to fuck the little Asian girls, regardless of how big your dick is. So anyway, it is sure.
Getting off. Right?
On Where's the dick. Porn bot? Bring the porn bot. Put the porn bot on Mike.
Yeah. No way that
no
team
porn bot? Okay.
Or Otani should be minus 250. No way.
No way.
Sorry. How about my boy Witt Jr. coming on and starting?
Not with that little egg roll dick.
Not starting to catch fire.
No, yeah, not with that little.
Put that little egg roll dick near.
You ain't get minus 250 with that little peeper.
Whittle, drill that right back at him.
Little sweet and sour peeper that you got down there, Otani. So, General Cho's penis. I'm done with the dick jokes. I ran out in mid sentence. Sorry about that. So we are going to now agree here, Bill, on Kansas City plus 200. Like it. Seattle minus 130 is kind of the same exact philosophy, except upside down. The Oakland Athletics at home playing in front of 14 people should never be fucking anything less than plus 150 versus anyone. So if you're going to give me minus 130 versus Oakland in Oakland, their attendance today rivals our views on YouTube.
Well, the guy Blackburn's been.
Blackburn's been good, right? That's the only reason the line is close. But even then, like, I mean, come on, it's the A's, bro.
But he does give up a lot of hits, Blackburn, which hasn't led to a lot of runs, you know, in some of his games, which is going to come back to bite him.
His team is 8-26 at home.
It's hard to give up 8 hits and only 1 earned run. You know,
what is also hard is to hit a ball probably 250 miles per hour off the bat. Yordan Alvarez, just put that into the upper deck. Did you see that?
No, again.
Jesus fucking Ohtani dick. He can just fucking smash that. Wow. He's 412 feet. Yeah, my ass, 412 feet. Thing was still going up when it hits the fucking stands. Let's go, 5-1. Yeah, so you like Seattle here at all, Bill? Or are you scared of Blackburn?
I don't know. I don't really like betting Seattle, so yeah. I'm not on that.
Yeah, I just like going against Oakland whenever I can, and especially if I don't have to lay a lot of juice on it. All right, we are done on baseball, pretty much it. Anything else you need, get over to 4deepbets.com, number 4deepbets.com. We do this every day, guys. Come over there and hang out. Fucking $97. You can come in for the whole fucking month. $27. You come in for the whole week. $7. Evan will fucking, send you picks written in crayon through a carrier pigeon.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we come out with a package like that. Fucking $24. You could buy a shirt with Biden falling off a bicycle at nomercyorder.com.
Pornbot's here.
Pornbot's here? Let's go. What up, baby girl? Yeah, look at her. Look at her. That's lovely. She gives me the kisses. There's interesting emoji choices there that go. I wonder if there's a rhyme or reason to Naked HDXYZ's cheap sex streamer recommends emoji pattern.
I've literally banned like 40 of their accounts and they just keep coming back.
Evan, now you know what fucking every one of my girlfriends feels like. The ladies just swarm me. They just swarm me. You can do whatever you want. They're just going to keep coming. Me and Bill Rupp together? Forget it, bro. Forget it. Bill, have you talked to that bot? Have you texted or messaged that bot yet? Because I'm Bill's the person, Evan, who like literally responds to those gambling texts that you get. You know, the fucking gambling texts where they're like, "Yeah, free winner today." Bill's like, "Rah." Like, Bill will respond to anyone, right? So Bill probably DM'd the fucking porn bot.
How much porn is that a week, Bill? Over.
It's coming over to later today.
Yeah. Did right you there. Did you send a little picture of your fucking
Your little Ohtani
roll.
All right, come on, let's end this up.
You want to end it?
Yeah. Don't we have a giveaway or something, Ev? Or no?
Not
no
today. Giveaway?
All right, great.
Fuck these people.
I'm ready.
95 likes, Bill. We can't do a giveaway. I was actually just about to say throw a giveaway in, and I looked down and to the left and saw 95 likes. So no giveaway. Do better Friday, Bill. Final words.
We have the NBA draft coming up tomorrow.
The bot's back.
What the fuck, dude?
Which nobody is talking about. Very weird, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
And the NBA draft is very bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, did Holmgren look like he should be drafted anywhere in the top three?
There. Like, you're talking about him going number one.
Banchero, like, these guys aren't good.
No.
So it's going to be interesting to see who the Knicks get and all these teams get, who's going to be the next superstar. I think it's going to be someone later in the draft. Sign up to 4dbets.com now to follow.
We'll be betting on it.
We'll be betting it tomorrow. So
we'll be betting on it. I will tell you this. There's one person and only one person that you need to know about in this draft. Do you know who it is, Bill?
No.
Come on, you know who my baby is, my boy, my next John Morant.
I really don't know.
Purdue star Jaden Ivey.
Jaden
Ivey. I want this documented. I want this saved. Like when I said John Morant was going to be the best player in a generation coming into the draft when everyone was talking Zion. Now everyone's talking Powell and fucking Holmgren. Jaden Ivey will be an electric, amazing NBA player. And light years beyond Paolo Banchero and Holmgren and everyone else at the top of this draft. So if you are listening, NBA drafting teams, Magic, whoever's out there, go draft Jaden Ivey because he's by far the best player in this draft. And it's not close. That's it. Anything else, Bill?
No, that's it.
That is it. Evan, final words.
Still not 100 likes. What's going on, guys?
I mean, listen, they don't want free stuff. They don't want free stuff. Next is 99. That's it. Next week, Friday. Not next week. Friday, let's see if you can get yourself some free stuff and get those likes up. Did Carrasco just get tossed? What's going on?
Probably because I had a strikeout prop.
Who the fuck knows? I think he just got thrown out of the game or something. For Bill Rupp, night goes Price Wallace, Evan Hand. I am Tommy G. Good luck. Stay cashing, motherfuckers.
Let's go!